Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation. But the government insists that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The remdesivir was used years ago by Fauci in some trials for HIV. The study had to get shut down early because of the amount of kidney damage that was happening in the test participants. So it's nothing new to the community that is informed that remdesivir is nephrotoxic. And when your kidneys are damaged, you don't perfuse oxygen. So it's actually the treatment that's causing the death, not the condition itself.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. That was my friend and whistleblowing nurse, Nicole Landers. These hospitals are now in the business of killing people, and in this interview are the ways to prevent that from happening to you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires, and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So, if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a US-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv here. I'm very happy to have back on the line. It's a truth teller. She's a truth teller. She's a nurse. She's a whistleblower. It's Nicole Landers. How are you, Nicole?
I'm doing great, Sean. Great to be with you today.
Well, welcome back. I just want the audience to know in this interview, we're going to be talking about medical rescues in the United States, people being held hostage by hospitals in the United States, people getting death protocols as opposed to helpful medicine like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, intravenous vitamin C. It's lunacy what's going on, and Nicole is going to bring us up to date. Nicole, I want to show a news item from TMZ in a second that makes my blood boil. But first, you mentioned a patient Eek, that's the last name, E-I-K-E, at Marietta Hospital in Ohio. I think maybe we should start there as an example of hospitals holding American citizens hostage. Tell us about patient Eek.
Thanks so much, Sean. And yes, this is a crisis level situation going on at Marietta Hospital in Ohio right now. This patient is being held against his will, even with video evidence that he is asking to leave and come home to live out the rest of his time with his family at home. The hospital refuses to allow the patient to come home with hospice. They've separated him from his wife. They're giving him morphine. And there is absolutely no explanation for why they would deny a patient his dying wish to go home and be with his family.
And they're saying that he can't be released because why? Because COVID?
Well, they're claiming that he is not able to make that decision, and they're operating according to the decision that he rendered before he became so critically ill. They have no evidence of that. They have nothing to support it. They have no temporary detaining order. They have no right or reason at all to hold this patient against his will. The family was removed from the hospital with authorities. They filed a criminal complaint that the city attorney refuses to investigate. It's really becoming quite an escalated situation to uphold this man's God-given and federally preserved and constitutional right to self-direct his medical care.
It's unbelievable. Well, I should have mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you also work for Truth for Health Foundation, and I want to share a fact sheet with everybody here in a minute. Steps to take before you're hospitalized. This is very, 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 very important because the rhetoric and the propaganda is ramping up against the unvaccinated. And before I show you this TMZ article that'll make your blood boil, friends, Nicole, what are you hearing about the types of people in the hospitals for quote unquote COVID? Are they the unvaccinated or are they vaccinated or a mix of both?
It's a mix of both, Sean. At this point, it's roughly 60% are fully vaccinated. It is by far the majority of the patients at this point, although you're never going to hear that in the social in the mainstream media. They're going to continue with the false agenda that it's the unvaccinated. It's not. The unvaccinated do face unduly harsh consequences for showing up in the hospital. And that's why I'm here today. I literally want to send out an SOS to your listeners across the country. They cannot go to these hospitals. They have to find options, contact our foundation, get help before they ever have to cross those hospital doors. Because once they cross, it is exceedingly difficult to get them out.
I've been hearing reports from people in these hospitals, doctors and nurses, saying they are seeing unprecedented levels of really injuries that heretofore have been unseen. I'm correlating those injuries with the vaccination. They're seeing gut issues, blood clots, and heart issues like never before. So these people are filling up the hospitals, and I'm willing to bet these are all vaccinated people. But Pfizer says it's safe and effective. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, safe and effective, right? It is anything but. We hear the same thing. Lots of reports of the same conditions that you're talking about, things we've talked about before. We expect those numbers to increase steadily as more and more people take booster shots. And tragically, Sean, we are preparing. The foundation is for the beginning of the calls that come in for the children. It is just unconscionable evil that we would inject these experimental gene therapies into our nation's precious little ones. And we're going to pay a very, very dear price, and our little children are going to be harmed. And it's just tragically sad. Honestly, Sean, we're kind of bracing ourselves for the collapse of our healthcare system over the winter. The number of calls that the foundation gets daily for help, desperate levels of help, it's unsustainable. It's not just us. Advocates are talking to advocates across the country now, and we're recognizing that a collapse is imminent.
Well, as far as the children go, it's absolutely unconscionable, pure evil, what Pfizer is doing, pushing, and the CDC and the NIH, pushing this thing on kids. Did you happen to see the latest Pfizer ad with little kids talking about courage and wanting to be superheroes, and they're doing their part in the battle against COVID by taking the vaccine? This is a Pfizer-produced ad tagged out at the end with a Pfizer logo, pure evil.
No, I have not seen that. That's just horrible. I have not seen that.
Well, you're getting emotional because you know what this vaccine can do to children, and you know what COVID was doing to children, which is pretty much nothing, a 99.99% survival rate if they got COVID at all. And the powers that ought not be are pushing this shit, this toxic experimental vaccination on children. I mean, it's absolute pure evil. And by the way, Alyssa Milano, that lefty actress out in Hollywood, I don't even know that she acts anymore, but she did when she was a kid. She put out a tweet asking parents, are you going to vaccinate your kid when it becomes available? Yes, no, maybe. And I think 92,000 plus people responded, and something like 90-95% of the people said, hell no, never.
Thank God for that. I have no words for this level of evil that would inject our children. so meaninglessly. The children, they don't have negative consequences from COVID. 99.999997% survive with nothing more than a runny nose. Dr. McCullough, who is an executive medical director for Truth for Health Foundation, has been out relentlessly working the circuit, trying to raise awareness and try to bring some level of rational thinking to parents to get ahead of them making this tragic choice for children. And yes, Sean, it brings me to tears immediately. I have a deep heart for a nation's children, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking.
Share screen. Well, let me show you something. I think this is really going to make people's blood boil. Now, do you remember that band when we were kids growing up, Kiss?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people said that stood for Kids in Service of Satan. I don't know if that's true, but I do think that Gene Simmons, the lead singer for Kiss, is one of the most egotistical pricks I've ever heard speak in my life. Now, I've thought that for many years prior to what I'm about to show you. But let me show you this. The propaganda and rhetoric against the unvaccinated is ramping up. According to Gene Simmons, the unvaccinated are enemies. Let's listen to this and then I'll read the article.
Right. For those that don't believe this is real, over 5 million human beings have died from COVID. I know that there are flat earth society people who believe that and people who believe in all sorts of things. They died because they were fat or because they smoked. No, bitch. They died because they got COVID. And there are still a lot of people who don't believe that. And you have to find out who those people are. I don't care if you play football or not. Stay away from evil people who don't care about your health. This delusional, evil idea that you get to do whatever you want and the rest of the world be damned is really terrible. We got to identify those people and bring them out into the open so you know who they are.
Right.
You know who your friends are by how much they care about you. That includes COVID. If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
Right at the very end, if you are unvaccinated, you are the enemy. And I think he used the term evil and he mentioned football. I think he was referring to Aaron Rodgers specifically, who now it's widely known Aaron Rodgers made a smart health decision because he would prefer not to have blood clots, so he didn't take the vaccine. Gene Simmons thinks that you, Nicole, and me, and Aaron Rodgers are enemies of his because we refused to get the experimental vaccine from Pfizer. Now, your thoughts on what Gene Simmons, a singer in a rock band, had to say about the vaccine. Is Gene Simmons a doctor? Does Gene Simmons know something we don't know about the safety and efficacy of the experimental jab?
Yeah, Gene Simmons isn't a believer in actual science, but he should go talk to Judas Priest, right? Because they just boasted in September 1, about how they're all maximally protected because they got the COVID jab. And 30 days later, the lead singer had a massive heart attack. They were the most protected ever.
I hadn't heard that. Well, see, now this is interesting because there are so many people having heart attacks, blood clots, deaths after taking the booster shot or even the second shot, or maybe some cases, even the first shot of the Pfizer vaccine. But the mainstream media and Pfizer, they never correlate that. They never correlate that. They say nothing to see here. It's unrelated.
It's depraved. It's absolutely depraved. That there's no logic, rhyme, reason. There's no science in any of this. The shot doesn't stop you from catching or spreading. Even if you went on the illogical merits of what they're saying, the shot doesn't stop you from catching or spreading COVID. So how does taking the shot help anyone? It's completely irrational. And the only answer I have for it is depravity. Thinking this way is depravity. And unfortunately, the adage truth and time go hand in hand applies. We're going to learn as a society the hard way, and it comes with just immeasurable amounts of pain for everyone.
Well, since we mentioned Aaron Rodgers, I want to do another screen share, and we're going to listen to a supercut as the media goes to war against Aaron Rodgers for daring to defy COVID groupthink. And I would add vaccine, vax groupthink. And by the way, Florida Governor DeSantis might withdraw from OSHA oversight over the Biden vax mandate. But again, let's watch this supercut. And let's keep in mind that every single one of these mainstream media, whore media outlets, they've all benefited greatly by tens of millions of dollars in advertising from Pfizer. So here's what they do to you. Even if you're one of the world's most famous and maybe talented athletes out there, here's what they do to your character. It's called character assassination. Here's what they'll try to do to your reputation if you don't willingly take the vaccine and brag about having taken the vaccine.
I can't even believe Aaron Rodgers did this, Skip. I have lost so much respect.
I'm ashamed of him right now.
I think we're seeing a very different side of Aaron Rodgers. I think we're seeing a side of Aaron Rodgers that people are really, really disgusted by.
I'm making the decision that's based on what's best for me and my own health. And for me, it was a no-brainer.
He literally is sitting home because he might kill someone.
First, he endangers people's lives. Then he doesn't take responsibility and makes up some story. Then he blames the woke crowd. He should speak at the Republican convention.
The problem with this is it is so political, and health should not be political.
He gave this interview on Friday that was just... it was just so damaging, promoting conspiracy theories, attacking the cancel culture and the woke mob, you know, saying how Joe Rogan was his expert analysis.
While he says he talks to Harvard MDs about stuff, it was Joe Rogan that really guided him. He took stuff that is for horses.
Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks, that's what it is.
The embarrassment was going to begin as soon as he pointed out Joe Rogan as one of his touchstones of his critical thinking.
I'm going to critically think about what's best for my own health. I'm not judging anybody else.
What we've got today with this interview is a public figure spreading misinformation.
Aaron Rodgers is comfortable sitting down for 50 minutes and spewing verbal diarrhea that we can all react to.
It is a devastating prospect, the ramifications of what this guy is doing and what he's saying. He sounds like a crackpot.
Have they talked about exercise, a healthy diet, like eating real food, drinking water, taking vitamins, vitamin D deficiency, and what that in the body? No.
I'm going to just pause it there. We'll continue to play the rest of this. Nicole, these vipers, and that's what they are, they're vipers, really, I think, do believe what they're saying is true. I think a lot of them are like my mother-in-law. They truly do believe unvaccinated people are ignorant and selfish. When the truth of the matter is, and Aaron Rodgers says it in this interview with McAfee, it's an experimental vaccine. And Pfizer has immunity from lawsuits if it hurts you or kills you, or in his case, ends his pro football career. So just real briefly, your response to these vipers attacking and attacking and attacking the character of Aaron Rodgers because he won't take the experimental shot.
They're the party of tolerance and love and inclusivity. Can't you see that, Sean?
Yeah, good call.
Clearly, they are inclusive and tolerant as they character assassinate him for actually telling the truth and critically thinking and doing what's right. And I just wish that they'd watch a couple of montages of all the athletes around the world dropping on the sports field with heart attacks and blood clots and every other condition. Or maybe they should go over and talk to Governor Newsom right now, eh? Find out if he's still feeling so up and great about the vaccine as he works through what we believe is GB following the unprecedented stupidity of getting a J&J shot and following it up with a Moderna shot.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Right. Mix and match boosters. That's really intelligent science. Thank you so much, CDC.
There hasn't been any of that.
I think that was a rant that went off the rails several times, divorced from reality at almost every turn.
You came across as a national embarrassment.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers set the dumb jock stereotype back?
I'm going to have the best immunity possible now, based on the 2.5 million person study from Israel, that people who get COVID and recover have the most robust immunity.
For him to perpetuate that, I guess it just shows us that he doesn't care.
I'm an athlete. I'm not an activist. So I'm going to get back to doing what I do best, and that's playing ball.
Nicole, we'll come back to you. So he's accused of being divorced from reality and a national embarrassment. Now, it really does beg the question. First of all, I would like to point out, if you work at any of these networks, your paycheck is supplemented and in part brought to you by Pfizer, because Pfizer, again, is one of the biggest advertisers across all of these networks. Number two, you want to talk about cowardice? I'll give you an example of cowardice. How about these talking heads at ESPN that want to say this man's divorced from reality and he's evil for refusing to take the vaccine, when I know for a fact, if you still work at ESPN, you were forced by your employer to take the experimental vaccine, and in many cases, against your own will. Some of them willingly took it. A lot of them took it so they could keep their own job, so they could stay on ESPN because they work for Disney. That, in my view, is cowardice. That, in my view, is evil. So again, it's another fine example of the pot calling the kettle black.
It is our Lord that said, "Woe to them who call evil good and good evil." And that is what we're looking at. It is just absolutely appalling. And, you know, if you are informed and you make a choice to take an experimental jab, that's on you as an adult, if you make that choice. But to murder the character and the person of someone who makes an informed choice to not take the jab, a jab that doesn't stop you from catching or spreading COVID-19, a jab that has no research associated with it. We have no long-term studies, no animal studies. If you're, it's pure evil, Sean, pure evil.
Well, it really is, because again, boy, it really feels like upside down world, because they trade in lies. I'm talking about the mainstream media on a daily basis across the board. Whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse in that trial, all they do is lie. Whether it's the open borders situation, whether it's what is really in these vaccines, we don't know. But a lot of researchers that we follow have found things like graphene oxide and potentially parasites and other things. But we don't know. Who really knows what's in nanotechnology? Who really knows? We don't know, because Pfizer won't really tell us, will they?
No, they won't tell us. And we have a complacent society and a corrupt media that programs and brainwashes the listeners every single day. And it is upside down world. It's so disturbing. This dystopia that we have found ourselves in, you have to smack yourself in the face once a day just to realize that you're not just in a bad dream. This is actually the reality that we're living in.
Well, let me tell you what I think is really kind of frightening about what they're doing to Aaron Rodgers. He hasn't even gone after the vaccine in the way that I would if I were in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He's really played it close to the vest in terms of the fact that this thing is harmed, according to the VAERS database, killed, I think, at this point, more than 17,000 Americans. Those are reported deaths. But of course, the mainstream media says, well, you can't trust VAERS because it's a self-reporting system. So again, they lie. But Aaron Rodgers wasn't even suggesting that the vaccine's bad. He just didn't personally want to take it because of his allergies and other health issues. And, you know, it just wasn't right for him. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I think kills me about this, is he didn't even pull out the heavy armor and go after the vaccine and Pfizer specifically for the deaths, the blood clots, the hundreds of thousands of injuries. He didn't mention any of that. And they're still treating him like he's the Antichrist.
Aside from depravity, there's just no answer. These people are depraved.
Well, let's get back to this hospitals issue. I do want to share the fact sheet, and I'll try to remember to post the PDF to this fact sheet below so everybody listening can download a copy. Now, I think that the reason you guys came out with this is because a lot of people who are finding themselves in the hospital, I don't know for sure about Mr. Eek. I don't know if he went to the hospital because of COVID. Different story, but a lot of people that end up going to the hospital for severe flu, pneumonia, whatever they're labeling it, COVID, the minute the hospital labels it COVID, the COVID protocols kick in, which includes a lot of dangerous stuff that tends to harm people, hurt people, and they restrict all the good stuff that you need, like in many cases, even hydration, food and water. So tell us about that. Tell us about the hospital protocols when you are labeled as a patient having COVID, how dangerous those protocols are, and why people need to know about this fact sheet and take these steps before they ever go to the hospital once they do have pneumonia or once they really are sick.
All right, sure, Sean. So the hospital protocols basically involve anyone, not just if you show up with COVID symptoms, but anyone who comes to the hospital door, they'll try to push for a COVID test. If the COVID test comes up positive, guess what? If they can determine a reason to admit you, they're moving you to a COVID unit. Then they're going to take steps to increase your oxygen demand. Then they're going to tell you need to have remdesivir. Remdesivir proves to be fatal and detrimental to the kidneys in 54% of cases. Then they're going to put you on a vent. Once you have remdesivir and you're on a vent, not only is it impossible to get you out of the hospital without guerrilla warfare level intervention, but you're probably not going to make it because kidney failure and reverse pressure on your lungs kills you. So what I want to share today from the foundation, Truth for Health Foundation, is that we are sending out an SOS. Get yourselves informed. Download our fact sheet. Understand how to get early treatment. There's many, many, many options that you can get telehealth. You can get the medication. You can get it ahead of time. Understand Dr. McCullough's algorithms. Sean, I'll make sure that you have that. Make a plan early. Have a power of attorney in place. You have to do this because if you show up at the hospital without a power of attorney, it is hard for your loved one to speak on your behalf. They will cut off communication with your family if you get put in the hospital, and you will have a hard time getting communication back. They will take your phone. They will cut off your food and your fluids. It is absolutely tragedy. And we're getting calls all across the country to this end. You want to make sure that you're prepared in every single conceivable way. If you feel like you need to have some level of intervention, make your way to an urgent care, but do not go to the hospital. We have processes that can get you oxygen at home. A very critical step is getting inhaled budesonide, which is brand name Pulmicort. It's very cheap and it has a very powerful anti-inflammatory and protective effect on the lungs. This alone can keep you from ending up in the hospital. But you have got to review this checklist, have it printed, keep it with you, and understand what's in front of you if you show up at those hospital doors. I cannot emphasize this enough. We are getting the advocates in this country, literally thousands of calls, that it's an overwhelming amount. We don't have enough manpower to help everyone that's in need of help, because by the time you get to the hospital and realize that their agenda is going to hurt you rather than help you, you're probably already in the intensive care.
Right. Well, let me do a screen share again. Let's take a look at that document. I have just a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
Number three here, decide on whether to allow use of remdesivir. Let's talk about that. It's my understanding, and a lot of people don't know this, that remdesivir is also an experimental use medication. I don't think it's fully approved. And in the trials, it was causing a lot of kidney damage, kidneys shutting down. And that evidently is what's happening to a lot of patients who take remdesivir in the hospital for COVID. And then early on, the doctors who were using this protocol and prescribing remdesivir, they were noting that, oh my God, we're seeing all this kidney damage and kidneys shutting down. That must be from COVID. It's this vicious strain of COVID. We've never seen anything like it, when in fact it was the remdesivir. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
That is exactly what it is. The remdesivir was used years ago by Fauci in some trials for HIV The study had to get shut down early because of the amount of kidney damage that was happening in the test participants. So it's nothing new to the community that is informed that remdesivir is nephrotoxic. And when your kidneys are damaged, you don't perfuse oxygen. So it's actually the treatment that's causing the death, not the condition itself. What's interesting to note about remdesivir is that on the current table of emergency use approved medications, right underneath remdesivir, approved by the FDA and NIH, is ivermectin. It's right on the list, right under remdesivir. But if you're a patient and you go in the hospital, even though it's there and it's approved, you will not get the option to use it. They will tell you to take the remdesivir. Most of this is driven by reimbursement to the hospitals for its use. Remdesivir has a very high reimbursement. Ivermectin is very, very cheap.
This is painful information, but I'm glad we're covering it. People need to know this. All right. Point two, the second dot there, the second bullet point under number three, decide on whether to allow intubation or a ventilator. I don't know. As a nurse, what do you think? High flow oxygen? Let's just make the distinction about intubation and how dangerous it is. And would anybody ever want to rule that out altogether?
So the problem with ventilation is that we don't have good evidence that ventilation, all that pressure, is actually beneficial. In fact, a year or so ago, we were becoming awakened in America that high pressure ventilation was actually more harmful than helpful in COVID. It seems that the CPAP level of pressure support is less invasive and less damaging to the lungs. When you use all that reverse high pressure ventilation, it causes more harm to the lung tissue in the case of COVID. I can speak for myself as a nurse. If something were to happen to me and I fell into that case, I would refuse ventilation every single time. If I can't work through it on my own, I would not accept the ventilation. I would ask for CPAP support and high flow oxygen.
Well, and by the way, you know, when we think of Aaron Rodgers and his situation, he didn't get really, really sick. He just had some symptoms. Took the test, came back positive, which in my view doesn't really mean anything, but came back positive. So that's how this whole thing blew up. And, you know, he then did speak with Joe Rogan and healthcare professionals also, by the way, not just Joe Rogan, but Joe Rogan knows a lot about this stuff. Joe Rogan went through the protocols that aren't the CDC protocols when he got sick and he felt better within a day or two. Now, the same is true for Aaron Rodgers. So I just want to make the point that, again, the mainstream whore media, I call them that for a reason. They are whores. They are mercenaries. They are paid. They don't sell their bodies for sex, but they do sell their bodies and their voices for money. They're whores. All right. Last question for you. Help us understand power of attorney. Now, I'm not a dumb guy, but I really don't know what a power of attorney is. I've never had to get one. I don't know how to get one. I'm sure that's true for most of the audience. How do we get a COVID-specific healthcare power of attorney?
So I would recommend that you look into the legal requirements in your state. There are forms that you can obtain from your state that you can fill out and have notarized that will ensure legally that if you become incapacitated to make a healthcare decision, you have a proxy that you have already agreed to make those decisions on your behalf. With few exceptions, this is a document that you can ascertain if you do some investigation on, you know, on your state level and fill out and handle all on your own without an attorney. The key point being that you acknowledge that if you become incapacitated, unable to make decisions for yourself, you designate a specific person to speak in your place and make those medical decisions. When you present that document, when your power of attorney does, when you do become incapacitated, which if you're ventilated, you'll be sedated and you'll be unable to advocate or decide anything for yourself. It helps the process for the power of attorney to be able to make decisions. And even on the most basic level, try to request medical information on your behalf. We're finding that as we try to manage these circumstances, hospitals will say some of the most extraordinary things, like a sedated and ventilated patient doesn't need a power of attorney, doesn't need someone else speaking on their behalf. That's ludicrous. They're sedated on Versed or propofol or whatever they're giving them. They're not capable of making a decision. But when that power of attorney isn't in place, when the person representing the hospitalized patient can't present a document that says I'm in charge while they can't, it is impossible to get medical records at all, which severely inhibits folks like me, like our foundation or others that are doing advocacy work from being able to properly determine how we can best help the patient when the patient's representatives wants to move them out of the hospital.
All right. So when hospitals begin behaving this evil, that's what it is, it's evil. Even two spouses, okay, a married couple, if one of them falls ill without a power of attorney, even your own spouse may not be able to advocate for you. Is that correct? The hospital will just say, you have no business here. Go sit outside in the waiting room while this patient dies.
In some cases, we're finding that to absolutely be the fact. There are other cases where the hospital is working more with the spouse, but there's other places where they will just throw down and refuse to acknowledge because there isn't a legal document and it makes the process so much more complex. They're denying medical records, which is absurd. That's a federally protected right. They'll say things like, well, you know, your loved one can request those records when he or she gets out of the hospital. That's absurd. You need to be able to present a document that both have signed, it's been notarized and acknowledged that the power of attorney, which only grants decision-making capabilities when the other is incapacitated, can step up and say, no, I'm speaking on my loved one's behalf and I'm responsible. And in order to make proper decisions, I need to be able to see the medical records. And it does help the process, especially when we need to bring a lawyer into the process to try to get help.
All right. Kind of the final question. Let me ask you this then. So it's one thing to have a power of attorney in a healthcare document that says, I'm refusing remdesivir. I refuse to be intubated. That's one thing. That's great. But what about the things that you do want? What about, I want ivermectin. I want hydroxychloroquine. I want intravenous vitamin C. I want vitamin D. I want to be hydrated. I want all of these things. Who advocates for that? I mean, do you have to be in touch with a doctor at a hospital that would agree to those things before even going there? Because some of these hospitals, they're so CDC, NIH driven that I don't think, regardless of what's in your power of attorney, if it's not the CDC protocols, they're not going to give you the stuff that might actually help you recover.
There is no federally funded hospital that is going to give ivermectin. There may be a possibility at a private hospital, but even those, we're not finding a lot of success. You can bank on, if you go to the hospital, you will be told no to ivermectin, IVC. You're not getting these treatments. With some degree of success with legal demand letters, you get a physician that's willing to step out onto the cliff a little, you might get some thiamine or some vitamin D. You may even get some budesonide, but you are not getting ivermectin and IV vitamin C. You're not getting the IMATH FLCCC protocol. It's not going to happen. Even with getting an attorney, we're only finding that at max about 30% of the time we can successfully advocate for the administration of ivermectin. So that's not a very high likelihood of success. The hospitals, if the patient's representative prevails in a court, the hospital attorneys typically appeal and say the judge is practicing medicine without a license and shut it all down.
Okay, well then I have to ask this final question. What should a person do? What options does a person have aside from going to a hospital if, God forbid, your spouse, somebody you love, gets really, really, really sick and all the stuff you've been doing at home hasn't helped? Maybe you don't have ivermectin at home. Maybe you don't have a hydroxychloroquine. What can you do? I mean, do you have to be rich like Joe Rogan and just hire people privately to treat you?
Sean, that's a very difficult question. The answer is, why I'm here today. The answer is you've got to get prepared ahead of time. There does come a point where you reach critical mass, and we're trying to get out ahead of that with getting the public informed to get interventions on board in the House. The very moment you start to become ill, you have got to start the interventions. And this is not just taking ivermectin or taking hydroxychloroquine. We have, for too many years, become subdued by a corrupt healthcare system that tells us that we take a pill and fix a problem. That is not how to restore health to the human body. The recovery from COVID is a process of healing the body as a whole. Dr. Zelenko talks about this. You have him on regularly. You have to treat the whole person, which means a protocol, and you have to start on it immediately so that we never reach hospital level. There are telehealth services. AAPS has physicians across the country. You can go to the Truth for Health website and go under COVID treatment. You can get the list. You can get various prescribers that will do telehealth across the country. You need to get out ahead of it. And the very moment you get sick, you have to get on board with treatment right away, so that the most that happens is we have to get you some oxygen at home. And frankly, I want to tell your audience this. Every single home needs to have a nebulizer in it. You do not need a doctor's order to get a nebulizer. They can be purchased for as cheap as $20. Get one in your house so that you can get inhaled budesonide through a nebulizer if you start to become sick. Think of budesonide as a water wall around a fire. It literally can inhibit that phase two of the COVID disease process that causes so much harm.
Inhaled budesonide. All right. Where does one get that? It's only available by prescription, right?
Yes.
So but there, what doctor's going to prescribe it?
You have to utilize physicians you're paying for yourself. You're going to have to go to the various telehealth options, My Doctor, My Free Doctor. There's all kind of online options where you can sign up for telehealth visits. You're going to have to pay out of pocket. Use your credit card if you have to. But let them order the budesonide. They all work with pharmacies at this point to get it shipped to you and get on it. If you get out ahead of it before you're sick, yes, you are going to have to wait in line to get your treatment, but you can get ampules of budesonide and a nebulizer in your house so that the moment you start to feel sick, you can put yourself on the treatment.
Okay. So whole body health care, taking care of yourself even before you're sick is extremely critical. I've said at the very, very least, and this is after interviewing Dr. Z so many times, but I said at the very, very least, go get yourself the cheap, widely available vitamin D, because so many people that end up in the hospital have woefully low levels of vitamin D, probably yes. True of vitamin C as well. But what do you think of his Z stack, which is quercetin, zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C? Is that something people could take every day? While they're still healthy?
Absolutely. I find it absolutely refreshing and awesome, and everyone should be on it. Yep. A good terrain is the best defense, and it's God-given and it works. And yes, I absolutely would advocate for using a product like that. Then you've got the baseline already set up in the event that you should become sick. You've already nourished your body and charged it to fight COVID-19. It's an absolutely critical part of whole body care. What our foundation is really working hard to do is help create well-informed consumers of healthcare services. And to that end, our conversation today is just to that point. You have to start your care for COVID-19 before you become sick and be prepared in advance and know who it is you're talking to, because the mainstream medical system at this point is likely to harm you. And I want to make sure we're real clear before the end of our interview. I am not speaking against my fellow brothers and sisters, troops on the ground. I do think a lot of them believe that they're doing the right thing. The problem is they're woefully uninformed. And they have taken oaths to do no harm, and the onus of responsibility is on them to get informed and turn away from this criminal behavior.
Yeah, well, they ought to if they care about their souls. There's a lot of people that seem, I don't know how else to say it, other than to say it appears people are kind of willing to sell their souls for money, because a lot of this stuff is only happening because people are participating in the evil. And it's just shocking to me, these doctors and these hospitals and these hospital administrators. You know, you always hear that they should be ashamed of themselves. That's not severe enough language. That's not even anywhere near severe enough language. These people are going to burn in hell for what they're doing if they don't stop doing it, if they don't repent. All right, guys, I am going to leave the link below to that fact sheet, Steps to Take Before You're Hospitalized. It comes from our friends at Truth for Health Foundation. Is there a website you want to shout out to?
There is. It's truthforhealthfoundation.org. There's copious amounts of resources on there. We do pretty regular press conferences. You'll find peer-reviewed data, videos, and all kinds of resources for getting COVID treatment on our site. Please come on over and take a look. I promise you, you will find an unbelievable wealth of information to help you become a well-informed consumer of healthcare services.
All right, very good. Well, at least we have one healthcare professional whose heart is in the right place. Her name is Nicole Landers, the organization Truth for Health Foundation. Nicole, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Sean.
My pleasure. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I'll leave the link below. And get prepared before you get sick or before somebody you know and love gets sick. Just be ready, be prepared. To that end, I'd also remind you guys, for Real News 24/7, you can stay mentally prepared and ahead of the curve with Real News at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media horror lies. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
And we're witnessing now these kinds of events increasingly that are genocidal. You know, the depopulation agenda is very clear. And militarily, if you want to advance the most advanced population control technologies, now you're looking at biological weapons and acoustic weapons.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.